Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I want to discuss with you one of the most basic of the Ten Commandments. It is the Eighth Commandment, and it reads, "You shall not steal. You shall not steal." This is a commandment that should have universal acceptance from everyone. It would be difficult and problematic to argue the principle of this commandment. I don't know of anyone who would condone the act of someone stealing from them. It goes to the basic right of private property. Friends, as you probably are more than aware, stealing, theft, is rampant in our society. Billions of dollars are lost every year in this country over the theft of goods and services. As an example, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, 4 million people are caught shoplifting each and every year. But here's the kicker. It is also estimated that for every shoplifter caught, 35 others get away with it. This means that there are over 140 million incidents of shoplifting every year in America. That is sad. Now, some people will try to make excuses and try to justify shoplifting. Some will say, "Well, this store won't miss this little item. This company is so big." Some will try to justify stealing because of economic inequality. But brethren, regardless of the reason, and no matter how a person tries to justify it, according to the Bible, stealing is wrong. Stealing is wrong. And, by the way, these so-called justifications for stealing are nothing new. They've been around forever, even in the New Testament church. In his letter to the Ephesian church, the Apostle Paul gave several basic instructions for Christian living in chapter 4. In verse 28, he gave another great instruction. He wrote there, quote, "Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands." Think about that, brethren. Paul wrote these words to a Christian church in the city of Ephesus. It appears that there may well have been Christians in that church at that time who were stealing. And Paul didn't justify it. He called them out on it. Friends, let me leave you with this thought. Just think of what a wonderful world we would live in if people would obey only the Eighth Commandment. Remember, you shall not steal. Amen.